sugya of tefillin in the Beit HaKisei, just one vart on that before we go to the halacha of Simin Tzadivov and Simin Ayin Gimel Beis Hashem. This is a nekuda that the Olam was having a lot of difficulty with, and it's a difficult nekuda. Therefore, just maybe to say one vart. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Nechnas to Beis HaKisei, Chvilis Tefillah, Berichu Gdal Aramis. Venechnas, somebody that's going into the Beis HaKisei, L'chur to Beis HaKisei Kavua, we'll see in a second. He has to be Chvilis Tefillin, Berichu Gdal Aramis, before he goes inside. Omer Vacha Bar Rav Huna, Omer Sheshet Leishonu Al Beis HaKisei Kavua. Al Beis HaKisei Arai, Chvilis Venifna La'altar. That's only by Beis HaKisei Kavua, but Beis HaKisei Arai, a person could go up until the Beis HaKisei Mamish, it doesn't have to be Marchi Dal Aramis. And Chorlitz Venifna Lalter, Ukshu Yoytzi Marchi Dal Aramis Minichim Teshah, so Beis HaKisei Kavua. Now, after he was Nifna, so then he turned it into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, now everybody has to be Marchi Dal Aramis before he puts them back on. Practi Gemara, Yiboylu, Mayush Yikon HaTzadim Betfilin Beis HaKisei Kavua, Lahashtin Mayim. Can a person go into a Beis HaKisei Kavua, that means Pepashtis that it has Soya, Lahashtin Mayim. In fact, all the Rishonim across the board, that L'chairo, everybody's bavarning at the Hall of Pachis, that L'chairo, you just told me beforehand, that they have to be Marchik Dalet Amos before you Nichna. Then what's the Tzad B'chlal, that you Mamash allowed to go inside with it? For sure not. If there's a Tzad, maybe L'hashed in Mayim, you can take them off beforehand, the Seder, but you should be able to go inside the Beis HaKisei to be Mashed in Mayim. You told me, if you're going to Beis HaKisei Kavua, a line beforehand, you told me Beis HaKisei Kavua, you have to be Marchik Dalet Amos in Chorlitz Tfilov. What's the Tzad B'chlal, that you could go into Beis HaKisei Kavua L'hashed in Mayim? So they frak, the Rabbi is the first to restrain him that asked, Rav Haigan really asked it. And the Rabbi says in Echanami, the Girsa is not a Rechigir Girsa, and really it should be Beis HaKisei Arai. It's not a Beis HaKisei Kavua, Beis HaKisei Arai. The Rav Haigan switches it, he says Beis HaKisei Tzanua, which means a Beis HaKisei which is going to have Tzoy inside, but right now it doesn't. Lashon of the Ra'ah is that it's a Beis HaKisei Kavua, but right now it doesn't have Tzoya inside because they cleaned it out. But Batum, it usually does have Tzoya. Everybody's trying to answer why it shouldn't be a problem. If you look at the Rashba, the Ritva, the Tashbit, and the Sefer, they all go with the Mahalach, and they say no. That which we asked you beforehand to take it off, Yerichim Dal Aramis, is when you were going inside the Beis HaKisei Kavua, Lefanei. Then you have Tarti, you have two things. First of all, it's a Beis HaKisei Kavua, and it's for Gedalim. It's Lefanes. That's Matzuchim to be Marchik Dalet Ames before he goes inside. However, when he's going to Beis HaKisei Kavua, Lahashtin Mayim, so you only have one thing, that it's Beis HaKisei Kavua, but it's Lahashtin Mayim, then there's a Tzad that you shouldn't Bechlal have to, then there's the Tzad Bechlal you shouldn't have to go inside, you shouldn't have to take it off. Why? Because the whole Chshash is only Chshash of Shemi Yifne. The Chshash of Shemi Yifne. And over here, that he's not going in Kedei Lefanais, rather he's only going in Lahashtin Mayim, maybe in Echanam Yitzmoter, you shouldn't have to take it off. That's the Tzad of the Gemara. The Rashi seems to learn differently. Rashi doesn't seem to say that there's an Isser of Lefanais. Rashi says the reason why you have to be Marchik Dalet Ames, Shebizman Shehim Beroy Shehim Begoloi VeGnai HaDover. Rashi seems to say a different Var Bechlal. It's not because we're Choshish that he's going to be Nifne, it's when a person goes into Beis HaKisei Kavua, then it's a Gnai HaDover, and therefore you have to take them off. Now, L'chura, we have Vishvarka, Tzadifi Rashi, and Tzadifi other Rishonim. The other Rishonim that say that the reason is out is Gnai, so then that means that L'chura, after he already was Nifne in the Beis HaKisei, L'chura, there's no reason to be Marchik Dalet Ames before he puts his tefillin back on. The Gemara says, he's Nifne, when he goes to a Beis HaKisei, Arai, he's Choylet v'nifne la'alter, and then afterwards he waits Dalet Ames before he puts his tefillin back on. The question is, why do you have to be Marchik Dalet Ames? The whole chash is that maybe you're going to be nifne in them, like we just said. Over here, you just finished. There's no chash Hashem yifne, ma'am. Why does he have to be Marchik? What?
On the Rashba,
and the Rishonim that understood that it's on the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rashbis, the Chura, what's the reason you have to wait Dalet Ames afterwards? The Chura, if the reason is like Rashi, that it's a Gnai HaDover, that they should be Begolo. Yusuf Chazal said, the way the Pnei Yeshua says it, is that the whole Dalet Ames is like a sniff of the Beis HaKisei. But Meila, before you go inside, you be Marchik Dalet Ames, and after you go inside, you be Marchik Dalet Ames. Because it's a Gnai that around the Beis HaKisei, you should be wearing a tefillin. But if you don't learn like that, rather you learn like the other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, that they learn that there's no problem with Gnai. The whole problem is that we're scared that he's going to use the bathroom with his tefillin on. The male, if that's the case, that's only beforehand, that's not afterwards. Afterwards, the chur is no chash. The bevet does the effect of Bnei Yeshua, and does the effect of Gain in Imrei Noyam. And not only that, the Gain brings a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin, that says that, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, was chur letz tefillah before he went into Ahu Matrinisa, before he went to a Goyisha Matrinisa, he was chur letz tefillin b'richuk da'ar amis. There, the chash wasn't Shem Yifneh. Clearly, the chash is the reason al Gnai. He says, Lachura, the Mashmois is like Rashi, that's the reason al Gnai. And the reason is not because of Shem Yifneh ben. There's another shadow for them is that why does it say that you're allowed to be choylet v'nifneh la'altar if he's going in to be nifneh? The lachur, why don't we have the chash? You should have to take it off. That's the whole reason that you're right. It's not a kavua yet, but the whole reason why he's going inside is to be nifneh. Lachur, you should have to take them off beforehand. The truth is that many rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, are not gurus this whole line. They don't bring it down. They don't bring it down. It's not brought down la'alacha. So big shaila why that is, but they're not gerus. Maybe if you them in the it doesn't work. The the shaila is the fi Rashi. That's the fi the other rishonim. The fi Rashi that the reason is al gnai. Then what's the tzad b'chlal? You also have a shver. What's the tzad that it should be mutter to go in l'hashtin mayim? L'chura, if it's a basic kisi kavua, you can't say the other rishonim answer that the reason why you might be allowed to go into a basic kisi kavua is because it's only when you have two things that we aser. He's going to be nifne and it's a basic kisi kavua. If he's only going l'hashtin mayim, then we don't have such a chash. But according to Rashi, that says that the reason is because of Gnai, L'chur doesn't make a difference why he's going to the basic Yisik Kavuah. L'chur, as long as there's Tzaya there, it should be a problem. It doesn't make a difference if he's going in L'hashtin Mayim or not. Even if it's L'hashtin Mayim, L'chur is the Gnai. So the Pnei Yeshua and Alderach that the Magen Avraham brings down from the Shach, the Magen Avraham, the Simei Megillah brings down from the Shach, that Ken Zayin Rashi says that it's only Al-Gnai. There's not an Isser Be'etzem. The only reason is the Gnai. So it could be that L'hashtin Mayim, since we find that Chazal were make L'hashtin Mayim, that person is allowed to be mashtin Mayim b'fnei kol adam. Allowed to do it even in public, because it's Sakana if he holds back. The lashon of the Magen Avraham is Chayav Shaladam. Chayav Shaladam means either because it could be a Sakana if he doesn't use the bathroom right away, or, like the Prima Gadam says, it's something which happens numerous times over the course of the day. If every time we're going to make him take off his tefillin, it's a massive tircha. Mamela, Chayav Shaladim, maybe Chazal weren't, if the only reason is Al Gnai, it's not Osir Be'etzim, Ken Zayin Chazal weren't Matrichim to take it off when he goes to the basic Yisik Avua. That would be Pshat in Rashi. And in Echanami, if it's a Arai, then certainly you don't have to take it off until he's Nifne, because there's no Gnai there. Once he's already Nifne, then there's already Gnai, you have to wait the Aramis to put it back on. If you're going to basic Yisik Avua, so if he's going Nifne, so then for sure we're going to make him take it off. However, he's only going to Hashtin, maybe since it's Chayav Shaladim, they weren't Matriachim. The only thing that we're left with is the other Rishit is a Rishainim. According to the other Rishainim, what's the Tzad that you should have to take it off, Dalet Amis, wait Dalet Amis before you put it back on? L'chura, there's no Chash, Hashem Yifne. So the truth is that the Rishainim already misyachas to this, even though the Achrainim asked the question. The Rishainim, even though the Rajba, because quoting the Rajba, he says, the kol kavua ulegdoilim bein shaya kavua meikara bein shenasa achshav kavua gazru alav bein mechalitza bein bahanochu ubayar chokadal anamis. It says mefurish that chazal were goizer anytime they're going to kavua lifnois, then it doesn't make a difference if it was kavua beforehand and now and he went inside lifnois or he's making kavua now. Either way, you have to wait dal anamis. What's the reason why? L'chur, there's no chash Hashem Yifne. Why were Chazal Gezer? So the truth is that the Rashba, even though he quotes this, the Lashon of the Rashba, he also says like Rashi, that when a person is Marchik Dalet Amos V'Nichnas, Shvizman Shein B'Reishin B'Goli V'Gnai Hadover. So I just wanted to say maybe one Vart, according to them, that even the other Rishenim are masking to the Vart V'Gnai Hadover. In other words, there's two reasons why a person has to take off his tefillin. One, Al Gnai, I want out Chash Hashem Yifne. Now, Shem Yifne is not matrichim to take off the tefillin b'richik dalan amis. That's why even if he's going into a basic kisei arai, but if he's going in lifnei, still Chazal say that you don't have to take it off b'richik dalan amis. Why? Because it's not matzrich you, the chshash, the avshem yifne, is not matzrich you to take them off before you actually go into the Beis HaKise. However, as the din of gnai, in a chanami, that's matzrich you to be marchik dal adamis beforehand. Because the whole, it's not an isser. It's not the isser. Shem yifne is mamash an isser. As gnai, that's why we take it off before dal adamis. Mamila, you take it off dal adamis beforehand, and you don't put it back on until dal adamis afterwards. And that's the gemara in ahu machanisa. Everybody's masking to that yisrin. Humachanisa, that any time that there's a chshash of gnai, really you should take it off. Brichik dal adamis. The chshash of shem yifne is only when he's mamish going inside the Beis HaKise. So it could be that the other rishonim also are masking that there's a din of gnai that he shouldn't be going into the Beis HaKise. Anybody is going into a Beis HaKise, is going into a makim where there's a makim of gnai in a chanami, should be marchik dal adamis and take them off and marchik dal adamis before he puts them back on. In addition to the din of Shema Yifnes, there's also the word from the Rashbeit that there's also a din of Gnai that's marchik, that's matzachiu to be to take it off the alams beforehand. There's a shayla in the Rishon, what would be if a person is just passing through a bathroom? He's not going in, not lifnes and not lashed in mayim. Is there, does he have to take them off? So l'chor the maskanas of the Gemara was the reason why when he's going lashed in mayim he has to take it off is Shema Yifnes. So let's say the person's not going in b'klal for that. He's only going in to pass through. It's a shortcut through the Beis HaKise. So Miri says in a chanami, Itaka doesn't have to take them off. In such a case, Itaka doesn't have to take them off. Now the shaila is, in such a case, al gnai, maybe you should have to take them off. Or do we say no? It's only a gnai if you're going into the bathroom to do something, which is a gnai, or you're going to speak to Ahu Matronisa. That's a gnai. But if you're passing through the Matronisa's house, do you think the Rabbi Yochanan would also take off his tefillin? Could be not. Could be it's only when you're going to do something. You're going to do something which is Ba'atim Aganai. There, Chazal said, Kol Dal Adamis is also considered a sniff of that Makim, and you should take it off beforehand. But if you're just passing through, then maybe according to other Rishonim in the Chanami, there's no problem Aganai, and you don't have to worry about it. Just with regard to that. With regard to the Halacha, Simin Tzadivov, the Chura, Halachas which are very Negeah, not just when you're davening Shemini Esrei, but like Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah, that it's L'chara, any time that you're saying brachis, that means holding things in your hands, any time that you're eating something and you're holding something in your other hand, it could be a shayla of L'chatchila, certainly L'chatchila not to be doing that. The Mechaber says, in Timon Tzadivov, K'shu mispah le'yechaz v'yaday tefillin v'lay sefer mikisri ha'kodesh, v'lay kairu m'leyo v'lay sakin u'moist v'kikur, mipnei sheli b'arlem shle yiplu v'yitar v'tesbat ha'kavanasi. There's no problem. There's a problem to hold something which could be matched a person from his kavana in Shmoneh Esrei. Velula bizmanoi mutter lechayz biyad kimin shachiz biyadi mitzvah inu nishibishvili. A lulav, since it's a mitzvah, so therefore as the chavivus of the mitzvah, he's not holding it to be shemrit, and therefore it's not going to be matched him. The lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is kivon shekavanose. I'm sorry. Vavik kivon shek. He says that you're allowed to hold the sefer Torah when you say you can pork on. It sounds like the reason why you're let hold the Sefer Torah, and the reason why you're let hold the Lulav is because it's not L'Shem Shmiro. The only problem that it's going to be matched with a person is when you're doing it L'Shem Shmiro. If it's not L'Shem Shmiro, then in Chanam it's not a problem. Memela, when the Lulav you're doing out the Chavivas of the Mitzvah, therefore it's not a problem. The Mashmois L'Chir would be that if you're holding your Lulav in your hand L'Shem Shmiro, then in a chanami would be a problem, which means if you're going to the kaisel and you don't want to put down your lulav, because you always put down your lulav, you never hold your lulav in your hand, you don't want to put anything. But if you're going to put it down by the kaisel, you don't know if you're ever going to see it again in your life. Therefore, you're holding it in your hand. L'chura, in that case, in a chanami, l'chura should be aser. Because then you're doing it, the shemesh miro. Not only that, I think bizmanenu could be that many people are extremely machbed about their tiyemis and everything else about their lulav. And even if they're doing the Shem Mitzvah, it's also L'chura, a little bit L'Shem Shmira, Yesh Laim B'chla, while they're not yet have the Heter. And the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah already says, Tav Rishon Beis, of Kazan Vav, that Bizmanenu, we do not hold, it would be Mechzik Yura to hold a Lulav in your hand during Shemini Esrei, unless you're known to be a Medaktik in Shar Ma'isav, then you could do it. But if not, then it's Mechzik Yura. So B'chla, L'chura, practically Bizmanenu, it's not Negeh to really hold a Lulav in your hand during Shemini Esrei. And Befrat, if your reason is Lishmira, then Ken Zayin, it's Aser Medina.
What does it say?
We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. Very good. Now, what's Aser to be Machzik B'yaday? What's Aser to be to hold in your hand B'shas that you're davening? So the Mechaber says only the five things that the Gemara mentions. The things that the Gemara mentions, that's what the Mechaber brings down. Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes it, Moist v'kikur v'daf kahani, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shim yiplu yesh mem hefzer yiziku v'shar dvar mutu lechoy. V'imazbid ha-mechaber, the only thing that's usher are these five things. Anything else, the chur is not a problem. V'yeshem, then he brings the honey lav dafka l'orcha demol senokat v'wadin she'en litol shum dover b'yodah b'shat tzvila v'cheinis matah. Then he brings in the shit to Rebbeinu Yeinu. So the lav dafka orcha demol so b'nechlami, anything is usher. How does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? L'halocha l'maitra. Is he passing like the mechaber or is he being machmer? So we know there's a klal in the mechaber l'chol apochas of stam v'yeshemim. Then when he brings on a stam and yeshemim, he's passing like the stam. Now, yesh la'ayin whether or not that klal applies in Mishnah Berurah, and yesh la'ayin whether or not that applies over here, because he didn't just bring down a stam v'yeshemim, which was not being discussed beforehand. He's explaining the mechaber who said the din, which is the din of stam. And then he said yeshemim afterwards. Yesh la'ayin whether or not he's explaining the mechaber to say the stam. He's not bringing down his own din. So yesh la'ayin whether or not it applies here. And befrat, at the end, why does he leg to v'chein hiskim matav? Why does the Mishnah Berurah add at the end v'chein hiskim matav? You already told me, if you're trying to pass him like the stam, stam yeshemim v'chein hiskim matav. Why? Why did you bring the stam? The chur of the mashmois is that he's being machmer l'chol apach l'chatchila for the taz. And the truth is the Aruch HaShulchan says l'hedya. The Aruch HaShulchan says l'hedya, that it's hani lav dafka l'chatchila. Certainly everything you should not hold in your hand b'shas shmein esrei. Now, if you look there in the Aruch HaShulchan, he says this is only l'chatchila, it's not b'di'eved. Even if a person knows that it was machavim b'shas aves because he was holding something in his hand, he still should not go back. Not like the Sharatzim. The Sharatzim by us says that if a person knows that he wasn't machavim because he held it in his hand, he should go back. Because that which we don't go back when a person was machavim in aves is because why go back another time? You're not going to be machavim the second time. But that's only when you didn't have a specific thing that was being megareach from your kavana the first time. So why weren't you machavim the first time? Elamai, you can't be machavim. You're not going to be machavim the second time either. But where you could be machavim, and the only reason why you weren't machavim is because you're holding something in your hand, says the Sharatzin and the Chanami, go back and be machavim. Now they put it down, you'll be machavim. Lamaisa Aruch HaShulchan says that a person should not daven again. Bizmanein, we do not go back for chesaron and kavana, and in the Chanami, one should not go back. Somebody asked me, what's the halacha with regard to a spinner? Some people, they have to hold things in their hand. And to keep this, they want to hold the spinner in their hand. Or some people with a pen, they twirl it between their fingers. It's just, a lot of people do these things. They hold the holdings, they need to hold something in their hand. B'shas ma'asam. It helps them, sensory. It helps them be mechav, it helps them concentrate. Is that a problem? What's that? Maybe. In case that he didn't. I saw afterwards in the Piskei Teshuvos that he wanted to say that in a Chanami, Mikra Adin, you could. I wasn't sure the Makar, where was Mefurish. He says he took off Pegimel, but he gave to Berachas HaMazon. There is Matadi that Lachar you should be able to. Anything which is really helping you. But he says, certainly, in both places, he says, certainly, Lechatchila, one should not do this. This person should be margul himself, not to hold something in his hand. But he wanted to tell him that in a Chanami, he would be allowed to. Lachar, somebody that needs to, you could be Samech on the other Shita, the Mechaber. That the only thing which is us or Betem is something which you're scared is going to fall and be matching you. Something which you're not scared, the Lechar B'Shas Atchach, one could be Samech on the other Shita. Now, what's the story about holding something in your hand that you're scared is going to get stolen? Somebody asked me, you just bought a Lekavid Yantif, you just bought a piece of jewelry for your wife, and it's in a nice little bag. Everybody knows exactly where you bought it. It says the name of the store that you bought it from, and you're going to put it down, and who knows, somebody's just going to snatch it as he passes by. So, we're not talking about the guys davening in Yeshivas Mir HaKadosh, but the shayla is, he's davening in a place where such a thing might happen, and he's nervous to put it down. So, what's the story? If a person is scared that something's going to get stolen, is that a problem? Is he allowed to keep it in his hand? Because if he's going to put it down, it's going to be much more the chayim. He's going to be nervous the whole time. Someone's going to take it. So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah already is mitsiachet to such a case, and he says, "Tarach in a mutar likach tefillin v'sefer Torah biyode heichad mitsiari pnei ganovim." The efshir ditziruloi. He says, "Tarach in whether or not a person is allowed to hold tefillin and a sefer Torah in his hand, pnei ganovim efshir ditziruloi." So now, why does he mention a sefer Torah and tefillin? Is just that's the first two things that the mechaber mentioned. How about moiz and the other things? So I would have been mitzadeh that the Mishnah Berurah's tzad to say this was only benegiah to a davar shebekdusha. Why? Because if somebody's going to steal, then it could become a bizarin. Who knows what they're going to do with it? Like we found the Gemara talks about you're allowed to do bizarin, you're allowed to sit on a sefer Torah possibly according to when you're running away that they shouldn't be mevazeh when somebody shouldn't steal. If we saw such a tzad, earlier in Brachis. So these things would be bizarre, so then you're maybe allowed to hold it. Because if not for that, then what's the tzad? You're scared that it's going to get stolen. Of course, that's exactly what we're scared, but you want to be shamer. The iser to hold something in your hand is when you want to be shamer this thing, and you're scared it might fall and get lost, or something might happen to it, so then you're not allowed to do that, because it's going to be mad for you. So what's the difference that now you're scared that Ganava might take in? Elamai, it's a din dafka, I understood, it's a din dafka, b'negea to Sifrei Kodesh Ukedema. However, Kimdaman the Prima Godim, who's the Makar, he's Matzayin to Tzadi Dalid Zayin. It says, Misha Hoyaloy Anosim Mikano Mikan, Umisyori Shem Yafsiku Tvilosoi, Yafsidu Mekhoi, Yeshi Bimekoimoi, Vyispala Fishinatim Shavasalov. The person is on a train or he's somewhere and there's people on both sides of him. And he's scared if he's going to get up, then somebody might steal something from him. Yafsin Mikhoi. So you let it sit down, I guess, on top of it or whatever it is, so that nobody should take it from you. Now that's not just a case of Sefer Torah. Yasin Mikhoi sounds like anything. Even money, even merchandise, whatever it is. And nevertheless, that would be mutter. Why is it mutter? So I saw that the Piskei Teshuvah is Matzayin HaKaf HaChaim. And the Kaf HaChaim says, he brings down from a few different people that it's better to, Kavona Tzlula is better, Kishachiv is B'yodei Me'ahepech. In other words, if you're not going to be Mechavim because the thing is down, because the thing is in front of you, so then it's better to hold it. So you should be able to at least be Mechavim. Now, the shal is, how far can you take this? That's this whole halacha. If I'm going to put down my Sefer Torah Mitzvah, so then Karim Leia Mois, Sakin Mois, Kikur, all these things. Why is the guy holding it in his hand? If he could put it down, of course he would put it down. Chatzili is holding it because he doesn't want to put it down. So you want to tell me, you know, he'll have more kavan if he's holding it in his hand. So where do you draw the line? So what I had told this person, I found it there actually in the Kaf HaChaim, from one of the people that he quotes, is tie it to your leg. You have a knapsack and you're by the kaisel, so stick your leg in between the things and nobody should take it. Or you have a piece of a thing of jewelry, tie it to your belt and underneath your jacket, whatever it is. Kaf HaChaim says that's the best thing that you should do. He brings down from the, either give it to somebody if you could, and if you can't, so then tie it to you, that's not a problem. We'll see. Dafka with Dalad Kavin, we'll see in Tzad Zayin. But anything that you could tie it to yourself or wrap around your foot, that's what you should do instead of holding it. That's, and most of the time a person would be able to do that. I don't know if he should put it underneath his hat on top of his head, but in what's that?
Wear the jewelry.
So it's not a problem of it's a daraisa. It's worse than bringing it to the guy. What do you mean? That. That shouldn't be a whatchamacallit, problem of, that's a shayla. That's a shayla there, whether or not. What's that? We'll see that. We'll see what's with wearing a knapsack. That's Tzad Zayin, really. We'll see that, Be'ez Hashem. What's the story with wearing a knapsack? Well, her, it shouldn't be a problem. So the question is whether or not there's a din of a bizarre in there. It's a chafetz of a mitzvah. Whether or not during, it's not like Sefer Torah Truman. Doesn't have that same thing. Yesh line, whether or not you would have the it sounds like in the Beis HaMikdash they would just chuck them, you know, when they were trying to get their lulavim. It wasn't exactly. They would spear them like. We'll get the cell phones in a second. Hold on. You have to know whether or not we're talking about something. The shaila is, how far do we take that with a melech? If it's something that you're wearing, then maybe that's the problem. If it's something which you're not wearing, and it's something which is on top of you, then in the Chanami, we're going to say that. We're not going to say, not every single solitary thing are we madama to even lefnei melech. We'll have to see where we say it and where we don't say it. With regard to wearing things, then we say it. With regard to not wearing things, in Echnami, especially if you could tie it to your belt, it's underneath your jacket, it's not a problem with law. Tying something around your leg, maybe in Echnami, that you could be mitzadeh, is different. But we'll see, it's not with regard to everything, we'll have to get up to that. We'll see it soon. Be'ez Hashem, those halachos. Now, what tefillah is it usher to hold things in your hands? So l'chora, the pashtus is daf kishmenesrei. We saw that the Prima Godim brings down also kriyash ma'apsuki de zimro. It's not exactly clear where the makar is for that. But he says, ha'tfila is lav dafka is lav dafka Shmoyin Esrei. It's also Kriya Shema Pesukim Dezimra, and he's metayin actually to pay test Sif Gimel that we stelt two different halachas benigea to lav dafka benigea to eating before davening is maybe also eating before Shema Ukedema. But the only shaila is where did the Mishnah Berurah get it from? That there's a problem by Yikum Purkan and by Birchas HaChodesh. So there is a Machlokes Shekel that says Birchas HaChodesh, Mechulu. The question is, why is there a problem by Yikum Purkan? What's the tzad that should be a problem? It's only a bakasha. It's not a tefila with Hashem's name in it. It's not a bracha. It's a bakasha. It's a nice thing, for sure. Where do we see that there's no chiv kavana there? Where did he get it from that it's usher to hold in your hand b'shas that you're saying a bakasha? I don't have an answer. I didn't see anybody that speaks about it. But l'chur the mashmoyis is certainly that when you're handling, if according to this Mishnah Berurah, l'chur any bracha that you're making, l'chur you should have an issue of holding things in your hand. Which means that even though the halacha is that when you're making a bracha on any type of food, you're supposed to hold it in your hand, or anything, the besamen that you're holding, you're supposed to, that's because you're making the bracha on the thing in your hand. But if you're making a bracha on one thing in your hand, and you're holding something else in your hand, l'chur, according to the Mishnah Berurah, certainly chatchila, you shouldn't be holding things in the hand, unless you want to be samech on the mechaber chalapaches, that says that you only have to be worried about things that might fall, as opposed to other things, maybe by other brachas, which is not the ikar din, we can be mekel and say, l'chur, it seems like the menagar elam is that they do hold other things in their hands, and maybe we can be samech on the shitas hamechaber, that it's only by these five things, mois, sefeter, or kudeme, that we're scared that they're going to fall. But anything else, maybe any chanami, no.
It's just read that such a love was never said in Nelson's brachas, if it really applies to other brachas. For people who be machalic that brachas are short, like we find other halachas by like one pasuk of Kriyas Shema, we say it's easy to have a person be machaven. So it could be we're not so cheshish by a short bracha for things that might strike, but something longer things like Pesukim and Kriyas Shema, or even Yikum Purkan, maybe that we would start being cheshish.
How many words is in Asher Yotzak if you can pork him? Where's the cutoff point? So you can pork him, which is only about kosha, but since it's 20 words more than Asher Yotzak, L'chur it's going to be Ava Rabo, you're allowed to hold in your hands? Where do you draw the line? It's not worse than Pesukim Dezimra.
Back in the day, they didn't have tile floors. You dropped the key curtain, it became dirty. This thing is you have tile floors, people still would be the keeper off the floor. They have to see the water and the
the question is, really that's totally in whether or not, right, nowadays that people are not wearing sandals, so therefore it's not going to cut into their foot, pash this, if they're holding a knife, then the halacha should be different, at least when you get to those things. And money also, for the most part, where's it going? Where's it flying all over the place? However, if we're going to nem on, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that anything you're not supposed to hold in your hand, then lachar is not going to make a difference. You're not supposed to hold anything in your hands, even things that are not going to get ruined, you shouldn't hold in your hands. What's the story with holding a child in your hand when you're davening? So we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "Aser lahashiv tinek lafanov b'shas tefila." You shouldn't put a tinek in front of you, and the reason is because he's going to be mavalbu you. He's going to jump around. He's going to open up his bamba, and it's going to smell like peanut butter, and then you're going to get it. Whatever it is, he's going to do his antics, and he's going to bother you, and he's probably going to bother the people in front of you, behind you, on the side of you as well. Therefore, you should not put him. Certainly, you should not be bringing him to shul, as Mishnah Berurah himself says elsewhere that they run around to make and be mevatel everybody's kavana. Then you should not be bringing them to shul. So, what are you supposed to do if your wife needs a break? So, you could either daven at home, or you could daven as a nashim that there's nobody there. Whatever it is, but it's still not going to help you for yourself. At least being mevatel other people will help. Unless you're davening at home, your wife needs a break, and you're going to take care of the kids. But it's time to daven. Time to daven, and you're 15 minutes till Seder Zman Tefillah, and the kids need, somebody needs the kids to be, someone needs to watch the kids. What do you do in such a case? So L'chur, the best thing to do is set him up. Set him up with ISIS. I don't know, whatever you have to do to bribe him. 15 different toys, and that's it. And go daven. Put him on the side. And what happens if he starts screaming in the middle? He was sleeping, he was in his carriage, he was sleeping, and all of a sudden, Slach Lanu Avinu, bang, he wakes up and he's screaming his pants off. And so you want to pick him up, simplest way. Can you hold him? L'chura, the Pasha says you're not allowed to hold him. No. L'chura, according to this, what it says in this Simon, certainly according to the Mishnah Berurah that says you're not allowed to hold anything in your hands, for sure you're not allowed to hold it. chura, holding a child, yesh l'ayin, is that l'shmiru? You're scared it's going to fall? Certainly your mind is on him, you're holding him tight. You're not, that nothing should happen to him, especially if he's moving around. You have to make sure that he doesn't fall. Certainly in such a case, l'chura, l'chatchila, one should not be holding him. The question is, so what are you supposed to do? So you don't have kavana. So if you have the kafachaim, l'chura, that's the simplest way out, right? The kafachaim says you can have less kavana beforehand. The problem is, what is this guy? Before he started, before the kid was screaming, so he was davening, he was cruising along at 80% kavana. Unfortunately, he doesn't have 100% even on a good day. 80% kavana. Kid starts crying, it plunges to 60% kavana. He picks up the kid, 70% kavana. So he's better than beforehand, but he's still 10 less than he started off. So zikr megareh from the kavana. So Shaila is, what are you supposed to do in such a case? So maybe now it's post facto. This is what you should do. Hold the kid. L'chura, the pashtus is do whatever, take the few minutes, whatever it is, to you have it. It's not an oinus. It's not shakadei ligmur eskula. You take whatever time that you need to calm the kid down, to get him whatever he needs, and then continue. In such a case, in echanami, continue. This is what somebody told me that Rabbi Israel said. Zil Arbach, he asked this, questioned him just this past week, and that's what he said. I saw in Isha Yisrael, he also brings that down. Then in echanami, you should not be holding a child for shas davening. Now, can you move around? That's really, that's maybe the next if we'll get to in a minute. Are you allowed to walk? Are you allowed to walk in Salacha is that if you have something which is preventing a person from davening, the halacha is allowed to move. We didn't really see those halachas yet. That's in Siman Kuf Dalet. And if a child is making noise, says the Shari Tshuva, you could snap your fingers. Mutter lirmez biyodav kadesh yishtek atinik. So that might be an eitz also. Now, can you just lock yourself in a room and the kid is going to scream his pants off? That's I'm not going to discuss that question here. That was part of the question that I said over there. I'm not going to tell you what she did, but. L'chura, what a person should do, l'chatchila, is take the minute, instead of davening the rest of Shemoneh Esrei with the child in his hand, he should take the minute, whatever it is, to try to calm the child down, and then continue afterwards. And l'chura, b'shas hadchak, he would be allowed to move, also, if he doesn't, if he does not talk, that wouldn't be considered hefsek.
Does it take 3 steps back, or do you just walk?
L'chur, you just walk. We don't find 3 steps back is only is in the case of the Reba and Eilam, which we don't do, as we'll see.
During
Shemoneh Esrei? There you have the psak right here. I take back everything that I said. You have the psak right here. What's the heter?
I daven in the next minute when they are only playing.
Yeah.
So my wife had a baby.
So I don't know if they could extrapolate from there to a regular case, but there is certainly b'shas l'tchak, there is definitely mokim to be made. It's hard to say. Also, let's say you do whatever you could and the baby won't calm down. Right? What are you supposed to do also? In such a case, that you try whatever you do, you try. Also, a six-week-old child, you're not bribing with, arthik. You know, that's just not going to happen. You should pick him up and take him out. L'chatchila, certainly one should try to do whatever he could, according to this, not to be mevatel himself. Now, obviously, l'chura, you have this kafachayim to a certain extent, that if a person did what he could and he has no other eitzah, then l'chura, he would be allowed to hold the child, because he's not going to have any kavan without it. Now, Alpi Hamavur in the Simen Lachero, it's Aser to Davin Shmina Esrei with your cell phone on in your pocket. Lachero. Lachero, you're not allowed to do something that might cause you to have to be Machir Kavona. So if your cell phone is on, it's not on vibrate, then it's certainly Aser. Because not only is it going to be Vatal you, it's going to be Vatal 100 other people, everybody else in the minion. I don't know what right anybody has not to turn off the cell phone before they walk into Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, there's no heter whatsoever. Mamish. Not just out Bittul Kavanu, out Bittul Lechaver, out Bittul Tera, out everything else. It's Derech Eretz for the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you put it on to vibrate, and therefore it's not going to be vatal anybody, but it's going to be vatal you, then the shaila is, do you have any heter also, Lechera? So if you're shuckling, you're not going to feel it vibrating, say it. But if you're not, if there's a possibility they're going to feel it also, then Lechera, that's like Lashav Tinek. You're not allowed to do something which is going to be, which has the possibility for it to cause you to be Mevatel Yukavani. You're just going to check to see in the middle who is it that's calling and just, why did he call me? Oh man, it's the person I was supposed to make up with. Sure, it's not going to be Mevatel Yukavani.
What did you already
offend
when you don't even have
phone
in your pocket?
The difference is that you can't check your phone if it's not in your pocket. Now, can you daven from a cell phone? Can you daven from a phone? No, you're not allowed to own it. But if you're davening from a phone, so now on the tzad that you didn't turn it on to airplane mode and still possibility to get phone calls or anything else to pop up, then certainly it's aser. Can't be that you're in the middle of Hashiva Shevtenu Kavir Shenu and all of a sudden it pops up that Chaim Yanko is calling. Ink is the Devar. That's certainly Aser. So if you're able to turn it off, then Lechura, you could be Mitzadeh that it would be Mutter. If not, then Lechura it's Aser. If you're able to turn it off, then Yesh Lain whether or not it's Mutter. Is that Nichlal in... Is that a Siddur? Is a smartphone a Siddur? Anytime... So now... Is it telling the Mishnah Berurah that you're scared that it might fall? So, if it's as an otter box, if it falls, nothing's going to happen to it, you're not worried about it. Still, Yesh Lodin, whether or not it's mutter, how did you know this stuff? It's mutter to hold it in your hand. I'll pay the Mishnah Berurah that you're not supposed to be holding anything in your hand, Bishas Maisa. Are you allowed to hold a siddur? So now, Yesh Lain. Is a person, let's say a person carved out, you know they carve out onto watermelons, names and other things? The person carved out mincha onto watermelon. He holds the watermelon in his hand while he's davening. It's a siddur. Now it's a siddur. It's not a siddur. It's a watermelon. You might be using it also to lane from, but it's not a siddur. So now you have a cell phone over here. And you're also davening from it. You're also kadaven from it. It's not a siddur. My friends, it's not a siddur. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not lechabchila, certainly lechabchila, one should use a siddur and one should not use a cell phone. If he's stuck and he doesn't have any choice, then if there's a way to turn it off, then you could tzad lahater. If there's no way to turn it off, I don't know if there's any hater to do. And if the watermelon is doing that?
Yeah.
That's not. The Rishonim were mistopic whether or not you're allowed to even hold a siddur in your hand. The Tzarech for Tzvila, so you're allowed to. The question is, where do you draw the line now? A Siddur is a Tzarech for Tzvila, fine. But now I have on it, a guy is holding he has a 24-inch screen from his computer. He turned it on to the Siddur. Now, what's that?
He's never going to let go.
He's also not going to have Kavanah, believe it or not.
If it's a sitter, it doesn't matter how expensive it is,
because
we don't care.
It's not a sitter. My thought is that it's not a sitter. It's a watermelon. It's a screen of a computer. How about a screen of a computer? I just want to know. Is there a difference? You turn the screen of a computer, now you're holding your 24-inch screen. Let's say it's actually one of those big, huge screens. That full... Yeah. I think this is Markham Dimi Mechalik. If the Rishonim were mistopic when they get to a sitter, now you want to extrapolate that also applies...
Ha ha ha.
what happens if a person gets messed up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? He knows the tefillah of Shalish Regalim by heart, and then when he got up to Vatsyenu, he realized that he doesn't know it by heart, and he ended up somewhere in the middle of Birchas, the end of Yichadah Sheyu after Birchas Achidish. In Sosan the Simcha, he didn't. Says the Mishnah Berurah. In Sivkat and Zayin, in Hischel, it's Palash Mein Esrei, in his Balbo, Mutter Leila Chamakom, Yadua Loi, Likach Misham Siddur. You're allowed to go and get a Siddur from that place. Now, Lechura, after he gets the Siddur, Lechura Yishlan, whether or not he should go back to the place where he was. So if you're going to have to pass in front of other people, certainly you shouldn't. There's a Shaila, even whether or not we'll have to wait for that, those Alachas also, are you allowed to pass by in front of somebody else to get a Siddur, to go to the bathroom, to all these things, to Birchas Kanim. We have to work all the times we matter you to walk. Does that matter you also to go in front of other people? Now those other cases, lav dafka in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But in a case where a person is allowed to go in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, should he go back to the place that he was beforehand? Kenzani, he should not go back to the place he was beforehand. Why walk stamazai? We'll see when we get up to the halachas of when a person is layigayik layifayik b'shas tefila that you're supposed to go back afterwards to the place where, because that's where you started davening Shemoneh Esrei. That's only when you walked back three steps. But if you're mamash on a different side of the Beis Medrash, yesh l'ayin whether or not you should go back. But either way, l'chura, if you have the yecheles to be meramis to somebody, to pass you a siddur, l'chura, that's better than, like we just mentioned before in the Shari Tshuva, if you're trying to stop a child from making noise. First be meramis to the child. If that doesn't help, then you let him walk away. So it's over here, be meramis to somebody first, to pass you a siddur. If that doesn't work, then in a chanami, you should be. If they're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, absolutely not. No, you shouldn't stop somebody else's Shemoneh Esrei for your own Shemoneh Esrei. I don't think you have a right to do that. Also, when you get there, we'll see. If a person doesn't know what the halacha is, we'll see that later on also. You're also allowed to go somewhere to look up the halacha. Simi Kuf Dalet talks about that. Kigurin Sheshocha is a dover betfilim, what a little chamokrim, miyuchr la'ayin shem basefer. Vemutr lishul hadin tarachin venirli the mutr. That was a different case we mentioned in the past. That it could be that a person in B'Shas HaTzchak is allowed to ask somebody what the halacha is if he does not know what the halacha is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's those halachas. Sif Beis talks about davening from a siddur. Mutar lechaz machzor tefilas b'yodei b'shas shemitzpal ha'vatefes l'terech tefila atzma le'tarid. Now what happens, I was asked, somebody, they like to daven from a siddur for office. Then they hold the siddur in their hand the rest of the time, but their eyes are closed. Are you allowed to still hold the siddur? So l'chura, if there's any tzadi, you might open the siddur again. Still consider it tzarech tefillah. And l'chura, that would be okay. If you know for sure you're not going to, then yesh la'ayin whether or not. If it's, what's that? What's the Shabbos? What's the Shabbos? The Tachanatonu. L'chura, the very fact that it's sort of a pas basali, it's something which helps for tefillah. If at any point you're going to need it, then there's more of a tzad to be mitzadi that in the chanami l'chura, it's not a problem. Davening b'chol, davening with a siddur, is it better to daven with a siddur, not from a siddur? That, we know the grain, you do it from the grain, though I'm not sure where it is. I did try looking it up today. It's brought down from the grain, from the Megillas Esther. Yoyimar Masefer, Yoshu Machshav Teharo, Shechosho Yidim Arishin. But Yoyimar Masefer, Yoshu Machshav Teharo. That if a person says with a sefer that he's looking inside with a siddur, then he won't have Machshavis, it'll help his Machshavis, he won't have Machshavis Zorais in the middle of his tefillah. Practically, the Shari Tshuva says, there's no rule. There's not what the guy next to me does, and not what Chaim Kinevsky does, and not what Rabbi Yashar does. It doesn't make a difference. What's better for you? You have to see. Do you have more kavana when you're looking inside the siddur, or more kavana when your eyes are closed? If you're not looking in the siddur, you have to close your eyes. That we'll see in other halachis. One should not be spacing around with his eyes, checking out what's going on everywhere else. His eyes should be closed at the time. It's halacha. Mishnah Berurah brings that.
But how
did he see? He opened his eyes to get a tissue. And he saw it. Smelled it. Tzayi l'fanav is even when it's outside the washroom car. It's still a problem.
He let him walk to get a tissue.
He let him walk to get a tissue. If it's mamish matrid him that he's not able to daven, then maybe you could be mitzadin. It's better to be maramis to somebody. Now, looking at in the siddur b'shas chazaras hashatz, Mishabur brings down nitzav achrein b'shas chazaras hashliach tzibur nochanu shiyas siddur pasuach lefanu liyas ozna pekuchas amashem hashliach tzibur lechura. Yesh letzadin that it's meikra adin to know what bracha it is that the shatz is saying now. A person that says amen to a bracha and he doesn't know what bracha it is, then it's a shayla whether or not that's a shayla of amen yisema. Now you could say that really subconsciously he knows what the chazan is saying, even though he's not paying attention. So maybe that's okay. But certainly lechatchila, a person has to know what bracha it is before he's saying amen. If he knows what bracha it is, then even if he doesn't hear the bracha, he's allowed to say amen. That's Alexandria some time. But if you hear the bracha, you should know what bracha it is before you say amen. That's simin. That is simin tadivov. Ayin gimel. The halacha is of being kuri kriya shma. Hayoshen mishle bonu vechis naig. Shnayim she yushinu be talas ayachod ubasu shneim regim zeb zeh. Leiki kriya shma elim kenoi se talas mafsek is beinayim lefeim lemacho. This we saw in the Gemara. That the after kriya shma when there's basur negea, his ervos negea in somebody else's basur. Now the shayla is, what's the iser? Why did they aster it? So we saw Rashi says that the iser is because yesh hirur negias erva al yidei evriya tashmish. This hirur which is caused by the negia. Now if that's the case, then the chayra, it has nothing to do with kriyashma, because if there's hirur, then it's also al tzvin shmartim be kol davaro shleihar adam yoyim be levdi tumav laila. What does that have to do with kriyashma? Elamai, the reason is because even if it's something which is not going to be megarim here, he's touching another man, and it's not going to be megarim the hearer of Yavol Yidei Tumah B'Lailah. Well, you can't be mahar in something else at the time you're supposed to be saying Kriya Shema. Then Chazal should have said, also you shouldn't be thinking about what you have for supper. You shouldn't be mahar, because you can't have two machshavos at the same time. You can't be mekabel shemayim when you're thinking about whether or not you're having potatoes tonight or it's leftovers from last night. What's this din which is miyuchid to Kriya Shema, that al yidei the fact that there's a negio, then there's an iser. Not only that, l'chor, if it's a din in here of Kriya Shema, then it has nothing to do with negio. If a person can't halt tachayin from being mahar b'isha, it should be awesome to learn Kriya Shema. So I'm a forish halacha, I'm going to get the tefillin. It says in Simin Lamed Ches that oysana bachurim she are not able to hold himself back. Haminiach tefillin tzarich lizar mihira tavis isho. Vimi ef shalei b'loi herhurin, mutav shalei lahanicham. Mutav shalei lahanicham. Now you should, like Mishnah Berurah says, mikol mokim yir b'chol yicholis lachar v'zatz mevlim shechalev lir shamayim v'dil tzich adofim yidivi havaya mazikin l'guf al nefesh. Well, the chur should have the same halacha when you get to Kriya Shema. You tell me there's the iser here, v'shas Kriya Shema, so then a person that's not able to help the chayin, you should be also to lay in Kriya Shema. We don't find it. The truth is that I found that an aura in the Kutra Zachar in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Simen Mem Gimel, he's ma'ir this. He tells through that halacha. I just said it was samazay, even without touching somebody. A person sitting in the base measure by himself and he's thinking about something he shouldn't be thinking about, he should be also to lay in Kriya Shema. He tells through that halacha, Allah Merchet. So it's all there in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He tells that the Isser of Negiya is a sniff of the Isser or Liyir B'chay V'Zdavar. Then Liyir B'chay V'Zdavar teaches us many different things. It teaches us, some say that the Erva shouldn't be Megula at the time that a person is saying Divrei Kriya Shema. It teaches us that it shouldn't have a Liberes Erva. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it also tells me that if there's a Negiya, at the time that you're laying Kriya Shema, a negiya of the erva which causes hirur, that's also something which is gerim, which is the iser midah rabbanu l'chol hapachis of la'ir b'chay erva z'davar. And it says it doesn't have to be dafka seeing. La'ir b'chay doesn't have to be seeing, because we know that kol b'isha erva also, and you're not only laying Kriya Shema, you're not seeing anything, and it's still asar as la'ir b'chay erva z'davar. Anything which the erva is causing him to be mahar, that's something which is nichol la'ir b'chay erva z'davar. Whether it's a re'iyah, whether it's a shmiyah, whether it's a negiyah, it's all nichlal in la'ir b'chayav azdavar. The truth is that the Tashbitz already says that. He mentions it. Kedesh lo'yigu zeh b'zeh b'agavit, takim edik negiyah, aser. Umishum v'la'ir b'chayav azdavar. It's a mefurish reading the Rishonim. The only question is, how does that pass by Agavis? Agavis is l'chora im behem mishum ervo. How does the pasuk say that it's also asliyim v'cheres davar? Mashmoy says that Chazal asked anything which is mimos neim olamato. That's all nichol and ervo. Even though im behem mishum ervo, seeing, but it could be that negia is worse. Could be that negia is worse. Chazal included it in a chrami klape reiyo. It's not considered a problem of ervo. Klape negia. It is considered a problem of ervo. And we'll see that there are chumras when it gets to certain things. We'll see when it gets to negia that there's a chumra negia when it gets to more than reiyo, as we'll see in a minute. But kumtais, according to that lechura, it would come out that the itzer is a sniff of alir b'chayavas davar. The only shayla is how does that shtim lemaisa with the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah says that the itzer of alir b'chayavas davar, this itzer is not just by negiya. Says Mishnah Berurah, ve'im him sheikh min panim ladi panim also likris b'lo yavstak as talis afilu le'inim noigim kol she sheikh min mekirv echa l'chavir. If they're next to each other, even if they're not touching each other, there's a problem. Now that here there's no negiya, there's no re'iyah, there's no shmiyah, there's no negiyah. What's iser? What's iser in such a case? And befrat that Rashi said lehediyah, that the iser is negiyas evrei tashmish, is gerim here, lechor over here, there's no negiyah. What's the side of the iser? The truth is that the Arfa Shulchan, he brings down this Prima Gadim, which is the makar for the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, lo yadano mino leichum razum. He says, lo yadati tam leichum razum. And the Chazinish also, if they don't sound in the bank, Chazinish was also chaylik, he's in dafka ben negiyah, not been a gear to Shchiva without Negiyah. So the truth is that in Rashi it's not Mefurish. It's not so square from Rashi. Because Rashi, when did Rashi say it? Rashi only said it when he's talking about his wife. He said, Afilu ishtei imoi, sheyachzer ponov, the kozman sheyimpoinim ponim kineg ponim, pshitalei da aser diki hir negir servai de evri tashmish. Even by a wife, that it's mutter by chazar es ponim, but if they're facing each other and touching each other, then it's a problem. But it could be that somebody else which is not a wife, then even if they're not touching each other, it's not muchach and Rashi, it's only by Negiyah. Rashi said, by Ishtoi, it's dafka by Negiyah. But it could be that somebody else, then it's a problem, even not by Negiyah. The truth is, if you look at the Prima Gadim learns that it's a loy plug. He says the reason why it's aser is in a chrami, lachura, the way that he's learning is aser, loy plug, if you're sitting so close to each other that you're facing each other. Rashi says, Bikiruv. Bikiruv El Chaver. If you're on a king size bed, and one's on one side, one's on the other side, even lachura, Mishnah Berurah's masmim is not a problem. It's only when it's Bekiruv, then there's a problem that's Nichlal, since it's Efshir, Liga Bekal, it's Shach, that they're going to touch each other. That's Nichlal in Chazal's Isser of Layir Bechal. Even if they're not touching, there's still that Chash. If you look at the Teres of Canaan, he says the first Maduric in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zemachzer Ponav Akur, Zemachzer Ponav Akur. Why don't they just move away from each other? You could say the bed is so small that they can't move away from each other. But the pashas is that at the end of the day, even if there's zemach supanim v'kerel, they're not still not going to be touching each other. So there is a little bit of room. The mashmoy says that it's a problem so long as they're facing each other. According to the Prima Gadim, it would be usar altlei plug. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Pri Chadash says a whole different pshat. He says it's not altlei chayavas davar. He says it's because of her. He says lehedi it's not altlei chayavas davar. The shayla is according to that. If a person is sitting in a room by himself and he's thinking about a isha, it should be a problem. The truth is that in a chanami, there are those that bring down, the Kav HaChayim brings down from the Chesel Avram, that in a chanami, it's taka aser. Ramesha says it's aser also. Ramesha in Chilek Dal Timot Hezvav says that if a person is thinking about isha, even if there's no isha in front of him, or he's looking at his makam, which is Megula, he says, aser likris kriyashma. Avaloy mishum ervi, he says. So I'm not sure what the isha is. Is it because you can't be Mekal Malach Shemayim? Not because of Erevah, but because you can't be Mekal Malach Shemayim if you're thinking about somebody else. But I actually heard from Berkowitz that he said that it wouldn't be Aser Atzim Neshmartim called Avera. But also the Isser of Leinin Kriyashma in the Charam and the Chor, you don't have that Isser. Maybe that's going with what we said before and the Mahalach we said before, and the whole Isser is Leir B'Chor Avera Zdavar. It's not an Isser B'Etzim Al Tzfirim. The Isser is... What's that? Maybe it's Shekhar Atzim. So, he won't be Mekayim the third parasha. But the first two parashas, the Chor, which are the rice of Kriyashma, the Chor, he could be Mekayim. But, So certainly the hearer is also there. The question is it going to be, So again, it's a lot of different things. The person sees a picture. It's something which it doesn't have a shame ervo. That we'll have to get to when we get up to the sugis of ervo. What actually is considered ervo? L'chur, a person is maharin. It has nothing to do with the ervo specifically, something which has a din ervo. Then in Hanami, it'll be usur, but it's not going to be usur to lay in kriyashma. The person laying kriyashma, l'chur, would not have to go back and lay in it again, according to this. Now, the Mechaber says, as long as it's covered mimasneim l'mata, then he's okay. Which is l'chur, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halachas Metzadeh, he says, is Masnei Lamata mean just the erva, or means all the way down to the feet? The Chiddush L'chor that the feet might be a problem, but above the waist is not a problem. Shadayim is not a problem, but above the waist, but the feet might be a problem. So now, with regard to many of the Rishonim asked this question, as far as I know, there's no place in Halacha that Shadayim have more of a Chumrah than any other Mokim on the Isha. Even though we saw the Gemara says that it's considered Hoyd Yafio, we saw the Gemara in Dafyur earlier. That doesn't, when it gets to erva, it does not have any chumrah. As a matter of fact, Kandumani, the Ben Ishchai is mitzadi, that maybe klapi a husband laning kriyashma when his wife's shadayim or magula, kenzain has a din of mokum magula because she uncovers them when she nurses. It's such a tzad. And it's a tzad that maybe is even more calm. That a woman covers herself over when she's going to the mikvah, she tries to cover herself over, that's a pashat atoyis. That when you're supposed to be hugging yourself, the reason you're hugging yourself is to be mafsik between the leg and the erva. Even though it's a machlekes, whether or not by isha is such a problem, the minig is to be machmon lechatchila to hug yourself. She's not trying to cover over her shadayim that they shouldn't be uncovered. Rather, she's trying to be mafsik. She should be trying to be mafsik herself in between the leg and the erva. That we'll see a little bit more. And that's Erlam Son Simon Reish in Yeridea for those who are with us. And if they didn't, then we'll see it in Mitzvah Shem in Siman Ayin Dalet Ayin. Now, this din of Shadayim, this din of the Kula, is only by Ishtar. When it's Eshet Chaverin, says the Chazon Ish, then even though Negiya, even though by his wife, Negiya is more kal than Riyo, Memela, by Kriyashma, if he's touching Lamal Mimasnaim, it's Mutter by Ishtar, even though if you would be seeing it, Riyo would be a problem by Ishtar. When it comes to Eishes Chaviroi, it's exactly Fakir. Negiya is more Chomer. And even though only a Tefach is Aser, however, B'negiya to Kriyashma, but Negiya of even Pachas Mi Tefach by Eishes Chaviroi is going to be Aser. Says the Chazon Ish. And not only that, he says, even by Ishtar would be Aser if he's Negiya B'mekamis HaMechusim. That's something that you have to wash your hands if you're Negiya B'mekamis HaMechusim, if you want to Shema. But he says, by Ishtar, he says, even maybe Paneh V'yodeh, if he's touching, could be that Negiya is more chomer, and a person should not be touching his wife's face or hands as a Chazon Ish b'shas that he's laying kriyashma. The last halacha we'll do is sif beis, sif gimel and dalet. I hope them saw. We're not going to say anything about them. Imoye yashin mishte kerev bechazar espanim l'sad echad acher v'afilu b'leyasak atalis mishum dechashive kegufoi yesh mishoisem enoch halachos dvar. The ma'aseh the mechaber brings down the machlokes how we paskin, machlokes the shenamari paskin, and he's choishish that by ishtoi. It's not enough chazar espanim. A person would need hafsakas talis. This is negiah. If a person didn't say kriya shema, the best thing he should do is before he gets into bed, he should say kriya shema before he gets into bed. Or if after he's mekayim the mitzvah, he wants to say kriya shema, it's ready. He's ready in bed. In such a case, says the Mishnah Berurah, lefi devarim tzarich moed lizor b'zeh b'kriya shema shalamito b'birach tamapol shebeinayim hafsakas talis. Make sure that there's hafsakas talis in between. Now, if there is hafsakas talis, the mashmois is that even if they're touching each other, derech the hafsakas talis, that's okay. But there should be l'chol hapachas a hafsakas talis. What's that? That's two talis. No. As long as you have one talis, that's enough. That would be enough. Now, the Bir Halacha brings down from the Veidat Hayoyim that b'med v'ra memurim kol zeh asimin k'shekeri kriyashma oim espal medaver divrei teru ava lahar b'divrei teru lekamla demutar filuk she'erva magula kol shkeim b'zeh. Even if his erva is magula, the person is allowed to be mahar. Certainly in this case that he's covered, he's allowed to be mahar. V'ayin shom shkas v'oid mitam zeh mutar lahar b'dvarim shebegidush b'shat tashmish shehir ina kadibur l'inin zeh ava pishu kadibur l'inin lahar b'mavoyis mutar nofis. The person is allowed to think and learning b'shat tashmish, says the Bir Halacha. Not only that, even if he's touching a makom which is mechuse, also, as long as not a makom etunif, there's a problem to be mahar. A makom mechuse, there's no problem to be mahar in Dvarim Shebekedusha. The Meila Lechura, there's no problem at all to be mahar in Dvarim Shebekedusha, which would Lechura come out according to this, that if a person is in the shower, that was one of the questions, L'chur, a person in the shower, if it's not a makom which is mali zuma, a regular bath, a regular shower, then l'chur be mutter to think and learning. Now, maybe it depends on what type of shower you have. If it's in the bathroom or out of the bathroom, here in Eretz Yisrael, it's common that you have showers out of the bathroom, without not with the toilet in the same room. Now, even if you do, it could be that our bathrooms don't have a dinner bathroom. That we'll have to wait for later to see. Could be that the curtain is considered a hefzik in between the two. But out the well, chitz of ten tvachim. But l'chura midina, the fact that he's touching himself from mekaymus mechusa, and the fact that it's erev megula, that does not prevent the person from thinking and learning.